Last night in Memphis, the Grizzlies defeated the Spurs, averting a seventh game and sending San Antonio home for the summer. Memphis will play Oklahoma City in the second round. The Celtics and Heat play game one of their second round series tomorrow in Miami. On Monday, the Lakers host the Mavericks and Chicago hosts Atlanta. It's been 13 years since the Bulls have won a championship, but the team's swift rise over the past few seasons has Bulls fans hoping and comparing. Chicago Public Radio's Alex Keith reports.
Dynasty invites comparison. Even here at this packed sports bar in Chicago's West Loop, where the flat screens show the Bulls trouncing the Indiana Pacers in the first round of the 2011 playoffs. Ask about Chicago's prospects for this postseason and beyond, and it's not long until somebody brings up him.
I don't think we'll ever see a Michael Jordan in our lifetime.
Fans like Pete Bird seem to have long memories about the old days.
The 90s Bulls is like a vintage team. You can find something that looks just as good, but it'll never be the same. That's an original.
Across the room, Brian Vaisley's tone is part optimism, part nostalgia.
I kind of feel the same electricity in the air surrounding Derrick Rose. I'm not going to say he's as great as Jordan, but he's pretty darn good and exciting to watch. So honestly, yeah, I feel some of that same electricity now like I haven't felt since the Jordan era with the Bulls. Yep.
And so goes the conundrum for Bulls fans, dreaming of the second dynasty while resigning themselves to the supremacy of the first. But is it so iconoclastic to at least hope for a repeat?
There never has been a sports team like that. There never will be a sports team like that. There'll never be a team that had what they had in any sport. We'll never see that again.
Sam Smith has been covering the Bulls for nearly three decades and now writes for Bulls.com. He says to understand why basketball history cannot repeat itself here, think back to sports-weary Chicago in the decades before Michael Jordan.
That had suffered through this Cubs' 100 years of losing and all, you know, curses and thrown the World Series and every imaginable sports nightmare seemed to happen in Chicago.
Then, in 1984, came a first-round draft pick from North Carolina. And after 7 years of rising through the NBA rankings, something happened with the Bulls, something Chicago wasn't quite used to.
Pippen comes away with it, and the Chicago Bulls have won their first ever NBA championship.
And then, stranger yet, it happened again in 1992, the very next year. And then over the next six seasons, newly minted Bulls fans the world over would watch as the team did it again and again and again and again.
Ball tipped away. Chicago is world champions once more. The Chicago Bulls have won their sixth NBA championship in the last 8 years.
And they're shocked because it had never happened. The greatest never showed up in Chicago. And it's for the first time, really, probably in the history of sports in the city, that it's, hey, look at us. They're all looking at us.
But every dynasty has its downfall. The Bulls came after 1998, when Jordan retired, Coach Phil Jackson departed, and a slew of top players ran for the exits. By the 2000 season, the Bulls were breaking franchise records for losing. It's been a long decade, but the team's current resurgence is playing out a lot differently than its initial rise. Namely, nobody expected Derrick Rose and the Bulls to get so good so fast. Even his airness, Jordan himself seems to agree.
I don't think it's going to take them 7 years to win. You know, I hope not. You know, they got a good balance of team, you know, and once again, I think they got MVP of the league.
But what they don't have, Smith says, is anybody quite like Mike. Whereas Jordan, at 6 feet 6 inches tall with those global Nike and Gatorade campaigns, was a larger-than-life brand unto himself, Smith says Rose, at 6'3", hawking Adidas and Powerade and hailing from a rough Chicago neighborhood, is decidedly life-sized.
Yeah, I don't think you'll ever reach the level of, you know, the entertainment, the transcending beyond basketball to the public consciousness. I think this is going to be more a basketball team than rather a team that overcomes the national conscience like that Bulls team.
Back at the sports bar in the West Loop, the Bulls are pulling ahead, and fans like Kip Foster allow themselves to fantasize about what it might be like if, maybe, possibly, Chicago wins number 7.
I think it'll be better. I mean, we haven't had a championship in a while, so I think it'll blow the city up. I think it'll be just as much hype.
After all, this year, Rose's team finished the regular season with the best record in the NBA, just like Jordan's did the last time the Bulls won the championship. For Only a Game, I'm Alex Keefe in Chicago.
It's 19 minutes past the hour. Sandwich, sandwich, I'm in love with you. Maybe the Knicks lost their first-round playoff series with the Celtics, 4-0, because the New Yorkers were eating too many Carmelo Anthony sandwiches at the famed Carnegie Deli. The sandwich, named Mello after the Knicks star, contains vast portions of pastrami, corned beef, salami, and bacon. It's covered with Russian dressing and garnished with lettuce and tomato, and it's bigger than a bread box. It's bigger than a bread truck. Said Carnegie Deli owner Sandy Levine, "We threw in bacon because he's going to bring the bacon back to New York, and it's got spicy meat because he's going to spice up the team and the fans." No word on whether the Mello is still on the menu.